happy to be more.
Let's read that Gemara again, okay? Lama Gimel Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Zira, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Shmuel. Okay, so as we started this yesterday, so the mitzvah is to place the mezuzah, right? Okay, break up the mezuzah into thirds, right? So that's what you mean on the mezuzah. Mezuzah is a doorpost, right? So break it up into thirds. So where does the mezuzah go? The top third, okay? Okay. Well, okay, betchilas shlish alyon, at the beginning of the third, of the top third. Okay, go on. All right, so Rafuna says, all you got to do is, you got to keep one tefach gap between the top and the bottom, right? So you have the entire mezuzah to work with, right? As long as you make sure the mezuzah is not within a tefach on the top or then a tefach on the bottom, which of course we're going to have to answer because there's a havamina that, it should be the whole thing, meaning if it belongs on the mezuzah, right? So what do I care about this tefach business? It should be anywhere. Okay. And what's the machlokas? If someone said, where's the machlokas here? What's the machlokas to say shlish elyon versus anywhere on the mezuzah? That's clear. That's clearly something to define. Is it not? Klar?
I mean, why not the bottom?
What?
That was the only thing I couldn't get. Why not the bottom?
What do you mean at the bottom?
Like, why did the whole guy hold that? Can the wrong guy squeeze it together?
That's going to be another problem. Okay, one problem at a time. As Kanarik pointed out, the Rambam, how'd you put it? The Rambam's very... He's a pushover. Well, I was going to say, he doesn't want to wade into this. It's very funny.
He's going
to
offer.
Oh. All right, so what does he say? So then he says, Macy Bay. Good, so Rav Huna and Rav Huda are aligned with each other, right? Meaning that you have the entire mezuzah to put your mezuzah on, right? Tefach top, tefach bottom is out of bounds, okay? So Rav Huna and Rav Huda line up. But now you have this interesting thing here. Rav Yossi Omer. Right. So, okay. But now the problem is that gova would imply where?
All the way to the top.
All the way to the top. Okay, now would you say it would include that tefach?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Maybe. I don't know. Okay, could be. Very bold of you. Maybe. But that's a good question. But in general, he holds top area, right? Okay. So the Gemara says, well, one second. Well, first of all, what's the first thing we have to understand? What's the nature of the hekesh here? In other words, what does it mean to learn out from tefillin? Okay. How does this hekesh work? How do we learn out from tefillin to mezuzah? Okay. Okay. That's true. They do share something in common. Okay. Yeah, but is gova, let me ask a question, Darius. Okay. Is gova rosh and gova mezuzah the same thing? The Gemara wants you to believe it is. We have to explain how. Okay? Keep going, Bluth. Right, so you'll say Rafuna, what do you call it? We'll say that Rafuna is like Rav Yehuda. That's easy. What about Shmuel? Shmuel, who said it's Shlish Elyon, right? Right. Right. So, okay, so there's a Havamina here, right? What's the Havamina here? Right, that somehow that Shmuel and Rav Yossi actually disagree. Somehow there's some sort of difference in their opinion. Again, Rav Huna saying, Rav Yossi saying top, and Shmuel saying Shlish Elyon, okay? And then the Gemara's answer is very weak. The Gemara says, no, Amara Rav Huna Bered Rav Nasan Le'olam. Right. So what does that mean? What's Tchila Shlish Elyon? Right, so I can only go down a third, meaning it belongs to the top of the mezuzah, but Shmuel's Chiddush is how far down can you go in that top area? A third, okay? Right? If I had to choose which side makes more sense, forget why Shlish Elyon. The point is you want it higher, You don't want your mezuzah. You don't want your mezuzah like by the height of your ankle. That's gonna be odd. It's strange. It's but what's the main step to take? So it says al beisecha uksatam al mezuzos beisecha, right? So where's the makom of the mezuzah? The makom of the mezuzah belongs on your doorpost, on your mezuzah, on your doorpost, right? The all the tefach idea is telling you is one thing. It must be discreet on your mezuzah. And if it's because it is connected to the mezuzah, is now connected to the mashkof or the ground.
I can do a finger.
No, because in halacha usually tefach means it's as if it's part of that area. Okay. That's true. That is three.
It should be three tefach.
No, because right. Right, it has to be discreetly separate from anything else. It can't be part, structurally, can only be part of the mezuzah. You're right. Halacha could have said, create a minuscule space between the two. But tefach, you can say, is a minimum shear a person can see. But the point, though, is that it has to be discreet. But that's a very different idea than, so that's easy. That's saying that, and Dardik is right that it's the easier side, okay? It's not as intuitive, yes, okay, but he made the statement first, okay? Dardik's right that it's the more intuitive side, right? Because you'd say, this idea of visibility, putting Blue's comment about bias to the side, there's a degree of visibility that they're ignoring that. So then what's the machlokas? What does the other side say? This sounds like a very compelling idea. Uksatam al mezuzos beisecha, right? So is this mezuzah on my door frame? It is. It's there. It's on the doorpost, right? So what's the other side going to say? How does that respond to that? And what's the hekesh to tefillin? Okay?
The other side.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. It was a little less philosophical than you were saying there. It's more halachic. Okay. Well, look, let me ask you a simple question, right? So I think the way Zev's approaching it overall is the correct approach, meaning there's something that they share in common and something that makes them different. Now, the different part, I think, is easy, because what you would say is that, what do we used to call tefillin? Remember we said it does what to somebody? It was a word I love using.
Adorn,
right? It's an adornment, right? That's something that relates to a person. But the mezuzah doesn't adorn the house. You know what I mean?
It adores.
What?
It's adored.
So on the one hand, they're very different, right? They're very different, right? They're very, very different in the sense that one's an adornment, right? The mezuzah's not an adornment of the house, right? I mean, it's modifying the house, but it's not an adornment. Adornment's unique to, let's say, clothing, right? Or a person. So from what they are, they're quite different. So then, that's why it would make sense to say it has to be on your mezuzah. The other side is saying, yeah, but they share something in common. So remember the idea of the os, right? I know it says, but we also know the position of the rosh also has to really be the maximum expression of the os. So what they share in common is, functionally, they're very similar. Whereas their structure is different, okay? Functionally, they're very similar. So if I had the mezuzah anywhere other than the shlosh elyon, it's not functioning as the mezuzah is supposed to function.
But the shorosh wasn't the os, though.
Mezuzah and tefillin share something in common. Right, their functions are identical. Yeah. Right, they're
right,
exactly right. So because they share that in common, so it's just like by tefillin, you want to maximize the conveyance of so too by mezuzah. Not if you don't see it. No, because that's the thing. You have to see it.
Yeah.
It's seeing it that does it. When I see the mezuzah, remember, I'm transitioning from Bluth. I was making fun of Bluth, but he's right. There's a bias. But when you're transitioning from inside to outside your house, the whole point is you're supposed to look at the mezuzah. Oh God! And then go into your house, okay? So now you see the Rambam. The Rambam is very difficult. Now we can go into the Rishonim, okay? If you look at the Rambam is very, very difficult, which a couple guys picked up on, okay? If you saw the Rambam, says in Perek Vav al Achya Beis, he says, "Oh, sorry, Bluth, read the Rambam." Veichan. Okay, so where do you put it? You put it where? You put it at the third, right? Okay. Vim kavala malam is ekshir, right? If you go above a third, it's kasher, okay? The who? That's the bias. Fine. Okay. But he also says, "But who is Shiarchi Kenem in a Mashkov Tepach?" So that sounds like now you got. Remember, you guys were asking before, what does he hold vis-a-vis the Tepach? Well, what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam's saying that it goes in Shlish Elyon, but I can't do what? I still have to keep that Tepach space. So it sounds like I have an even smaller zone according to the Rambam. I have tefach below the mashkof, right, down to the bottom of the shlush elyon.
Yeah.
Okay? Which you could argue is he's doing, what's the Rambam doing? Combining, right. Yeah. Right. A third of the way down. The Rambam is just adding one more point, which is that it's not just that I can't put it, it's not just the idea that I can't put it within a tefach, okay? There's two ways I could look at that tefach zone between the mezuzah and the mashkof. I could say that it's mezuzah, but it's just puzzle to put it there. Right? Or I could say that the halachic mezuzah doesn't begin until at the end of that tefach, okay? Meaning
that is the transition from mezuzah to not mezuzah.
Correct, exactly. Okay, meaning that tefach, the halachic mezuzah ends at the tefach lifnei mashkof. It's no longer halachic mezuzah. So I think that's what he's trying to point out. He's trying to say that the mezuzah must go. Yes, he agrees with the accessibility vision idea, but he's saying, why does he include the idea of tefach to show you that it's not just like a psul? It's that the location of a halachic mezuzah doesn't go past a tefach below the mashkof.
It's like the door is right?
What, do you guys see what the Rush adds? What does the Rush add? Yeah. The Rush says, yeah, he says, Amar Rav Zamar Amasta, Amar Shmuel. Keep going. Okay, so you shouldn't go more than a third from the top of the Pesach. Okay, down. Aval Yachol. Lesita beGovahu. So he. That this is a raya that the Rambam's combining it, because what does the Rush say? The Rush says no, that Rav Yossi's position is discreet, and the mezuzah can go all the way up to the mashkof. There is no tefach idea. So, thus the Rambam was combining it. So, what's the Rush's position? What's the machlokus to say I can go into that tefach or not? The Rambam seems to make a lot of sense. What's the Rush saying? The Rush says I could take my mezuzah, shlish elyon means from the bottom third all the way up to the mashkof. Because the Rush says we go by gova. Right? Gova is the essence. Right? He says it over and over again. Well, it's ost, I agree. But gova. Gova means that you have the right to maximize, right, the greatest area possible to, provide visibility, right? So even if that's not, so it's true, you have to agree, it's true that the mezuzah itself starts losing its discreteness vis-a-vis its relation to the mashkof, right? But from a pure gova standpoint, that's the most gova you could possibly get, right? The Rambam would say no, because that's why the Rambam wants to create a delineation. He wants, there's a question is, he wants the maximum gova to be within what he calls the halachic mezuzah.
Right. Because it is an arbitrary line, but...
Correct. Right.
Like, intrinsically, it's only a quantitative difference.
Agreed. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. What do you mean? No, so the question is... No. So the Rush is really the starting point, because the Rush... The assumption is the Rush is learning the simple way in the Gemara, which is that there's no idea of tefach. Gova means maximizing. Gova, what does gova mean? It means the highest possible point I can get to maximize visibility, right? So as long as I'm in the area of that maximum visibility zone, it's fine. So that would include the tefach.
But he just ignores the Rambam.
No, the Rambam's a chiddush, because the Rambam is trying to fuse together. The Rambam's trying to bring in two shitas and combine them. The Rambam's hard to understand.
I don't know why
he would push him to say this, but I can understand what he's saying, which is that...
Is there a universal idea that's not a fusion of two?
When it comes to... let's go back to, what about a case where the shahar is like 20 amos high? I know. I'm aware of that case. It's a good case. Look at the Yerushalmi. Look at Tosfos. My tchila shlish elyon tekamra l'rachika. Right. The cholig. So, what's the machlokas? What's the machlokas between Yerushalmi and the Babli? Just factually, I have a shot. Let's say I have a 50-foot high, doorway. Okay, the Yerushalmi says what? Always goes by your shoulder. The Bali would say? Top third. It's funny, machlokas. Right, and now here's the problem, Darius. All along we've been saying it goes based on visibility. That's a very nice idea, right? So the Yerushalmi makes a lot of sense, because the Yerushalmi would say it goes by shoulder height. How could the Bali come along and say the third, it's always the top third no matter what? Even if it's the Empire State Building, if it's 500 feet high and I can't see it. So maybe the focus is like this. Maybe the focus is that when the Yerushalmi says shoulder height, we know what it's really saying. It's saying that shoulder height and Shlish Elyon, right? I think this is what Darnik was, I think, it's a shear. Meaning, Shlish Elyon is the shear of shoulder height. Normally speaking, the shoulder height of a guy, which is the point where a person would normally see the mezuzah. When you take the average person, right, you're going to say, what is normal visibility, go by? Shlish Elyon of the mezuzah. There's this equal. Shoulder height and Shlish Elyon are about the same, right? So the real essential thing, I think both sides are going to agree, is shoulder height. I think the Bali would agree with that. It's just saying Shlish Elyon is the halachic expression of that shear, right? Okay?
His shoulder height is very subjective. You can't really kind of...
Agreed, right. So now the machlokas is that, the Yerushalmi is going to say that since shoulder height is really what we're looking for, right? So Shlish Elyon is the normal expression of that, right? But... If it's all the way up in up in the sky, so then what do you call it? Then there's no visibility. So it reverts back to because all along it's shoulder height. It's always supposed to be shoulder height, right? It's always supposed to be shoulder. Shlish Elyon is the normal expression of shoulder height.
Right.
I just said that.
Yes.
Right. But what's the other side? But the Bobby says no.
The other side says that the proper placement of it in terms of height happens to be where the human shoulder has.
Right.
To be.
But then they took that, they took that and they objectified it.
Yeah.
As they said, they took the average shoulder height and they objectified it as Shlish Elyon of the mezuzah. But that means that it becomes part of the mezuzah. There's the shear, it becomes part of the mezuzah itself.
Did they